So today, I'd like to start this sermon by a question. Have you ever experienced a significant turning point in your life that led you on a new journey? I think most of us have some significant turning point in your life, right? So for me, absolutely, migration to Australia is my turning point. And also marriage with Hee-jung, another one. And also the becoming ordained minister is another one to start a new journey. So please, already here. Okay. Yeah, Dylan, a young boy from Surrey Hills United Church, gave me this card when I was ordained. All by himself, he drew it. A magnificent combination of a star and an elf, this one, a guitar. Look at that, the guitar. Guitar and a snapback. I always wear this one, as you know, right? Yeah. Actually, I didn't like to wear the cap or a snapback or hat, but I have to now because I'm losing my hair, so to hide my baldness. So yeah, I have to now. Yeah. So I think it's amazing. It effectively expresses who I am as a church minister and my personal vision by fusing traditional and modern themes. This card, the picture of which is my Facebook profile picture, still makes me happy and inspires me to pursue my purpose. Jesus meets fishermen Simon and Andrew, James, and John in Mark 1:14 to 20. Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. It's how Jesus invites them to follow him. These fishermen's lives will soon undergo a significant change. This moment marks the end of their routine, everyday existence and the beginning of something greater. Simon, Andrew, James, and John respond right away, casting aside their nets and to follow Jesus. This story exemplifies the idea of calling as a transforming force that invites the disciples to join in the mission of God's kingdom by rerouting their lives. On the other hand, in the preceding chapters of the book of Jonah, Jonah experiences a turning point. Initially, resisting God's call, attempting to escape to Tarshish, Jonah is given a second chance after a series of events, including being swallowed by a great fish. He proclaims the message given by God to Nineveh, leading to their repentance. God's calling becomes a turning point for Jonah and Nineveh, a transformation. Following Jesus is a transformational act in and of itself. The disciples metaphorically leave their old lives behind by casting aside their nets. It is accepting God's second chance for ongoing transformation rather than letting go of who you are or your identity. This shows a readiness to adapt new adapt to new circumstances and accept a new identity and purpose in Christ. The calling can be both collective and individual. Jesus creates a sense of community by calling a group of individuals. These people go through a communal rather than on a lone transformation as they join a greater effort to change the world. It is a call that not only changes the lives of specific individuals, but also starts a journey of transformation with profound implications on the human condition as a whole. So now, I wonder, my brothers and sisters, what is your calling? What is the calling of Endeavor Hills Uniting Church? While some of us may already be aware of it, others might still be looking for it. But keep in mind that finding your calling involves more than just doing what you are good at. It also entails doing what is necessary to improve society as a whole. I believe our church is doing well. We are still supporting Andrew Center, Samaritan Purse, and Kids Hope, and more. And furthermore, I want you to find your calling for our church community. There is still a need for help and commitment in various areas, such as participating in worship service and Bible reading and prayer with the people, or Sunday school, church council, morning kappa, maintaining the church building, working on the PA system, singing and playing music, and more. Accepting the calling invites us into a new journey and leads us to transform ourselves, our church, and the world for the better. I hope you find your own calling and start a new journey to make the kingdom of God on this world. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we recognize the calling you have placed on each of our lives, a calling to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, our ultimate guide. Help us to be instruments of change, not just in our individual lives, but as a united force for good. As we accept your calling, Lord, lead us into a new journey of transformation. May we be vessels of your love, instruments of your peace, and catalyst for positive change in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our guiding light, we pray. Amen.